I want to talk to you. I was going to minister a full message on the Pathfinder, and I'm not going to do that because not that y'all couldn't endure it and that y'all don't want to hear it, but just because I felt like the Lord moved a certain way. But I do want to talk to you, and I'll finish it next week. I want to talk to you about the importance of a path. The importance of a path. Can you say that? It does matter what path you're on. It matters the road you travel. It matters the decisions you make. That matters. Because we can get so used to being on a certain path. What do I mean by that? I mean an emotional path. That's a path. The way you respond, the way you display your emotions, whether healthy or unhealthy, it's a path. How you think, your belief system is a path. It determines how you frame your day, frame your time. It's a path. You can get caught on that path. So it matters what path you're on. It matters who you're walking with on that path. Matters what you're listening to on that path. The Bible says, how can two walk together on this path? Except they agree. When you don't have agreement on the path, you got one person pulling one way, another person pulling the other way. Makes the path uncomfortable, hostile, indifferent. And you can't sit up there and try to convince somebody that's on the path you walking with don't see things your way. They not going to see things your way. Because although they're with you, they're on a different path. You know, you can have two people in the same house sleeping next to each other, eating dinner together, riding in the same car on two different paths. Paths are so important. So important. Part of what we're trying to do as a church. Under the vision is to get everybody on the same path. Let's work together. You ain't got to try to carve your own road, trailblaze your own path. Let's work together, come together. Sometimes it's hard to get us on the same path. You can communicate it over and over and over again. You communicate it in English, communicate it in tongues. Speak it in Spanish. Because when you come to the path in which God leads us, we have to set aside our agenda. Get healed from our hurt. We gotta change paths. We'll realize that the path that we were on was destructive. When people come from a church or something, and they come broken, the pastor, you know, and whipped them and beat them and forsook them, and I ain't talking about natural, amen. I'm just, and you got to get healed. So that you can walk on the path of God. Not in our flesh. You know one thing about believers? Is that we don't walk according to our own intellect. We don't lean to our own understanding. Starting next week, next Sunday, I believe, is the first. Because God is a pathfinder. I'll talk about that next week. Jesus is a pathfinder. I'll talk about that next week. Wisdom is a pathfinder. My God, if I got on wisdom, we'd be here till tomorrow. So I said, well, Lord, how am I going to do all that in one message? Because I know the people love my teaching. They could just stay here for 6 hours. It's okay. And so I said, well, what I'm going to do is starting September 1st, I'm going to do 30 days of wisdom from the book of Proverbs. Every day I'm going to post something. I know it's 31 chapters, so I'm going to have a day where I do two. Because Proverbs is a wonderful book of choosing the right path. Making the right choice. Staying on the right path. When my kids got out of pocket, I made them write Proverbs. All 31 chapters. Every verse. Sentence and word. Well, that sounds harsh. You know what I was trying to do? How they interact with it, trying to get some wisdom in them.
Amen. You know you're in a Christian household when a parent makes you write the book of the Bible. I don't know if that was good or bad. I don't know. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time.
Because wisdom is so important. I love Proverbs. Amen. It would apply today. When it said wisdom, don't go down there that street where that lady at looking out her window with all that made up. Don't you slide into them DMs. Don't you do it. Amen. They got their BBM and all that kind of stuff. BBL, whatever it's called. Amen. And they use, I don't know what it's called. Anyway, don't ask her. Don't you slide. Oh, she says the same thing. Like, don't walk down that street to that woman because her doorway is the door to hell. It's the same thing. It applies today. Don't you slide in them DMs because that sliding is the door to hell and destruction. Wisdom, the path of prosperity. Wealth comes little by little. We're looking for God to drop $1 million at our door in a bag with our name on it. And won't take a little bit of every check and put it aside. Proverbs will put you on the path of wisdom of financial prosperity. If you listen to it. So we're going to do 30 days. September, starting September 1st, 30 days of wisdom from the book of Proverbs. I'm really resisting the temptation to pull up a few of those verses. But I'm going to save it next week. Come back next week. Amen. I know it's Labor Day weekend. Come back. We're going to get into the Pathfinder. You know, one of the most devastating things in the Bible to me, one of the most devastating accounts in the Word of God is for Israel to go over to a promised land that God gives them. He says, I've given it to you. I opened up a Red Sea. I brought plagues. Look at all the things I did. I'm going to give you what I promised Abraham, the land that flows with milk and honey, the prosperity. I'm going to give you that. Here it is. Now, Moses, he elected to send spies. I don't know. God didn't say send spies, man. Just go get that land. But they sent spies. 12 people. 10 was on different paths. They came back, blew it for everybody. Here's the punishment. That's terrible. It's like one of the most severe punishments in all the Bible, all 66 books. Amen. For God to say, you didn't choose my path. Here was my path. Here was a place I had for you. Here's a place I ordained for you. Here it is, right here. It's right for you. Go get it. Go get it. Amen. They come back with the fruit, and they confirmed everything God said. Here's what the enemy wants to do. God shows you a promising future. He shows you and tells you all the things he wants to do in your life. And for some reason, Adam and Eve, all the good things they had, bananas and strawberries and all that stuff they had, they choose one thing that deters and forfeits everything else. The tree of knowledge, the good evil, the tree of life is in the garden. I mean, the garden was hooked up, people, and it's God did the garden. I mean, it's nice. And they forfeit everything for one thing. I was talking to Elder this week. I ain't gonna tell you what all we talk about, because we talk. I'll tell y'all all our business. But I told Elder, I said, listen, man, I love me some gal. I said, you can get a woman right out of a magazine walking on water. Then she can be, I ain't gonna say what, amen. I said, I ain't thinking about it. Why would I leave my dime for a penny? Why would I forsake? Why would I deter from the path? The enemy always wants to blind us. There's goodness on the path of God. There's blessing on the path of God. There's deliverance on the path of God. There's peace on the path of God. Get off that road. So here's Israel, man. They don't choose that path. That punishment. So y'all can't inherit it. So 40 years. Somebody time 40 years time 365 days. Tell me what that is. I mean, that's me. I mean, that's not, it's God is just. I'm just saying that's real punishment. I want you to hear me, young people. I want you to hear me, people of God. Because one of the greatest weapons the enemy has is to come and rob us of our time and lock us into cycles. Every day, different man, different look man, but the same man. He different, but he the same. He's still abusive. He still don't hold you up. It's just a different body. He might be a different color, but he's the same guy. And you just walk in these cycles for 40 years. Anybody get the days? Y'all ain't did nothing I said. 40? 14,600 in a cycle. In a cycle, because they didn't want to choose the path of God. Same responses, same mindset. That's why you experience such warfare when you experience a path of God. Same habits. Sometimes we just got to say, you know, I'm on the wrong path. I'm going to choose a different path. I'm going to try something different. I'm going to let my mama pick my man this time. Because I've been picking all this time. I'm going to let my mama pick her. Because I don't seem like I'm doing good. I'm going to let my pastor pick. They're always, anyway, I'll leave that. 40 years. And you know what? I'm going to ask the Lord this. I want to ask the list of things I want to ask God in heaven. This is one. So, Lord, 40 years, and you ain't even let them change their clothes. The clothes grew with them. They couldn't get nothing new. The new things evaded their life. They even looked the same. And I think there's a real spiritual meaning that when we just follow sometimes our own way of doing things, nothing changes. just nothing changes. Just think about the repetitive cycles that you experience, the repetitive responses that you get locked into. And it happened a year ago, and it happened five years ago, and then it still happens today. It's the same triggers. You say, well, you know what? That's the devil's a liar. So I'm not going around this mountain. Nan mo time. Not nan mo. I choose to find the path of God. We get off this road. We get off this road. Amen. I'm gonna stop. You know, yes, you know, stop eating sugar cookies and expect a good result. Sugar cookies is on the wrong path. Those cookies ain't did nothing for you all that time. Don't give them up.
He said, "Baby, if I drink a lot of water, if I drink a lot of water, I can wash the."
You can't do the same thing, expect a different result. That's insanity. You got to get off that road. You can't keep spending money, splurging, high interest credit cards, talk about the Lord gonna make a way. You broke 5 years ago. If you broke, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stop buying stuff like that. Stop! Get off that road! Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Change the path. Because the enemy, this is what the enemy, he loves to do it. Just loves to do it. He locks you into a mindset, a belief system. Same triggers, different people, but same situation. And before you know it, what do you want to do in your life at 20? What do you want to do in your life at 30? What do you want to do in your life at 40? What do you want to do in your life at 50? I'm not saying he can't use you at 70. But think of all the time that you wasted on a bad road. Amen. Now, next week, we'll talk about how God lights the path on the inside of us. He lights the path on the inside of us, and then we blaze the trail externally. We'll talk about that next week. So we just want to whet the appetite. Let's get on the path with God. Let's follow his presence, his peace, his wisdom. His way of doing things. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you. As Father, even as believers, sometimes we could just get on the wrong path, wrong habit, wrong decisions. But today, Father, we seek to follow after you. You lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. You direct us. You guide us. You go before us. You light the way, Father. You're the ultimate pathfinder. We'll follow after you. It may seem as though we're losing friends. But Lord, there is nothing that we walk away from that we don't benefit more from following after you. You said your children are led by the Spirit. Those who are led and directed by the Spirit are the sons and daughters of God. So God, give us and show us your way of doing things in our home, our marriages, in our families, in our businesses, and how we conduct ourselves. Let us always find the path of God in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, put your hands together. In the name of Jesus.